888-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now, from the high desert, coast to coast, AM with Art Bell.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and good evening. Wherever you are, in whatever state of mind you're in, whether you're a free man or whether you're incarcerated for crimes you'd rather not talk about, this is Art Bell, and a very good evening to you across the planet Earth, and certainly to our friends listening to us in such places as Siberia, Madagascar, all of our listeners on the African continent, those of you in weather stations in Antarctica, very special tip of the cap to you, and to trappers in northern Canada as well. How are you doing? Also to my sister, who is currently living in Japan with her husband, who is a captain in the United States Army, and to a very dear friend of mine, Bill Plummer, who is recently returned from the Middle East and has some very interesting stories of brothels that he has visited there. Very good and pleasant good morning to you. Tonight we will have General Johnson Jameson on with us, and he will discuss at length many of the things that are happening in the world of the paranormal, the extra-normal events in the world. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, if you're troubled with bills, mortgage payments, paying for the kids' tuition, all the other expenses of daily life, listen to this free offer. By calling now 1-555-555-555, you can obtain a new identity right over the phone. That's right, a new identity. New driver's license, new birth certificate, social security number, all of the documents you need to be a valid existing person in the United States of America. Now, a recent unexpected fire in an inner-city maternity ward made hundreds of names and birth certificates readily available with just one phone call to people seeking to change their addresses and their lives. So get out from under that nagging wife without cutting her up and leaving her in a landfill. Call 555-555-555-551. And ask about those birth certificates that are available from the maternity ward fire. Again, the birth certificates available from the maternity ward fire. You went in on this one, so you won't want to miss that. General Johnson Jameson is joining us. General Jameson, a very pleasant and a very resplendent and beautiful good morning to you beneath the Saskatchewan crust in your bunker complex. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Art. I'm you know, there's not a whole lot going on. In fact, there's nothing happening.
What is there to talk about in the world of the paranormal? Let's talk about that.
Well, that's what I mean. There's nothing. I thought I saw a flying saucer, and I had my telescope out, and it was just a...
What was it? Was it perhaps a cigar-shaped object?
No, it wasn't.
Was it maybe it was a some kind of a series of lights that were moving in and out?
No, it was a jet taking off from the airport. Jesus, let me finish, will you?
All right, well, what about ghosts? What about goblins? Anything like that?
No, I haven't seen anything like that at all. I thought I saw something moving down the hallway, and I immediately went and got my ectoplasm detector, and I moved toward it, and it was one of the cleaning women who was here from the maid service. So, I mean, I'm just depressed.
Well, tell me a little bit about your time machine. What about that?
No, that doesn't work either.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
I built a time machine, as you know.
Yeah.
And when I turned it on and tried to go back in time, I was still here.
But what date did you set it for?
I 1800-something. I don't know. It doesn't work.
Is there any Bigfoot sighting? What about the end of the world?
Every time I predict the end of the world, it doesn't happen. You know, I predicted the world would end in, January, you know?
Yeah, Y2K.
Right, it didn't happen then. Then I predicted it would end in 1998. I said it would end in 2003, and that one I guaranteed. You remember that, don't you?
You came on my program, and you did guarantee that the world would end in the year 2003.
Well, I guaranteed it would end in 2003, or I would strip and run through a mall until I got maced. Remember that?
That's right. Did you?
Yes, I had to strip and run through the Jans Mall in Thousand Oaks, and I got maced by the Ventura Sheriff, and I didn't think it was funny at all.
Well, it was kind of amusing.
No, it wasn't funny.
So you're telling me that there's nothing going on?
No, there's nothing going on. There's no ghosts. There's no flying saucers.
What about Bigfoot?
Oh, will you leave that alone, man? There's no Bigfoot.
I heard a report that Ireland might be Atlantis.
Yeah, that's right. Ireland's Atlantis. Do you know what Atlantis is supposed to represent?
Atlantis was a society of progressive people who had achieved such great things in science and medicine and literature.
Yeah, and that's Ireland? Look, they're just getting computers over there, okay? They got Heineken commercials, they've got a few computers, they just put in one really good restaurant in Dublin. Yeah, that's Atlantis. Jesus. Art, I think it's over, man. I think it's over.
Well, what do you mean it's over?
I'm telling you, it's over. There's nothing spooky anymore, man. Everything is very, very real.
What about Area 51? Tell me about Area 51.
It's just part of the United States Air Force Base. That's all.
Wait a minute. Area 51 is where they have aliens.
It's over. Area 51 is just a large space that the United States Air Force uses to test out experimental aircraft. No wonder there's really funny-looking lights.
Aren't they UFOs?
No, they're not UFOs. They're just lights from aircraft they're testing. Of course it has to be top secret. They don't want everybody knowing about top secret aircraft they're testing out there. Sure, I wanted to believe they were flying saucers. Yeah, but they're not. They're not. And there's nothing you can do or say about it.
General, you're killing me. This is what I do for a living.
I'm sorry, Art, but it's all over. Those aliens that were supposed to be on a block ice out there in Area 51?
Yeah?
Stuffing but a couple of dummies out of a weather balloon. And all those people that see flying saucers, next thing you know, it's a Minuteman missile going up from Vandenberg, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am asking you now not to listen to General Johnson Jameson.
No, you have to listen to me. I'm telling the truth. Art Bell's full of crap.
No, General Johnson Jameson is full of crap. There's all kinds of spooky stuff out there, and there's UFOs.
No, there are not. There's no spooky stuff. Art Bell's a lion sack of crap. I ought to know, okay?
What about the Loch Ness Monster? Or the Chupacabra?
The Chupacabra or the Chuka? That thing is...
What about the dinosaurs living in the deepest parts of Africa?
No.
What about the Virgin Mary?
No.
What about...
Screw you, Art. At least you got a radio show.
What about Star Jones?
Now that's weird.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell.
I'm General Johnson Jameson. I quit.
And I'm Star Jones.
Thank you very much, Art Bell, joining us here on the Phil Hendry Show. You know, the other thing that they haven't quite figured out yet, what about Alice in Wonderland? What was that all about? Did she really go through the looking glass, or is that just myth? Star Jones. You know, her and Michael Moore, they make a couple of pretty good-sized orbiting moons, don't they?